Now, here's today's message.
Name one thing that you have from God that he didn't freely give to you. Name one thing you had to beg, crawl, scrape, rake, you know, scratch on the ground for. Nothing. Everything freely given because of the cross. So just take it. Look at your neighbor and say, take your healing. That means receive. The word receive means to take with the hand. It means to take to oneself. It means to receive to oneself. Means by faith, I can't see the healing power, but I know that the word says healing is mine. So I take it to myself, you know, and what is not seen will become seen. I mean, you know, we're supernatural people. We walk by faith, not by sight. So we ain't moved by what we see or don't see. How you live? You live by faith. We walk how? Not by
sight.
Not by sight. So it ain't what you feel. See, some people won't believe they heal and say, well, I believe I received. Then they expect to feel something. That ain't faith at all. Faith don't need no feeling, don't need no sight. It just need the word of God. Praise God. Hallelujah. And when you start decreeing and declaring a thing, I'm going to tell you, it start heading to you. When you say, by Jesus' stripes, I'm healed, I'm going to tell you, healing power start working right then. Right? Think about a person that gets saved. They come to the altar. They ask Jesus to come into their life, and they walk out saved. They ain't on probation. No, I said, well, I'm here. I'm going to get this to you, see if it take. No, when you say, Jesus, I believe in you, please come in. He come in right then. He don't sit back and wait and say, well, I'm going to make you wait a while. No, he been waiting already long enough to inhabit your life. He the one brought you to that decision. You get healed just like you got saved. Listen, when I say, okay, Jesus, you in me, thank you. That's how I got saved. I received him and say, Lord, come into my heart. Open my heart to you. Lord, come in right now. Now, I was waiting to feel something. Literally, I was. I thought I should feel some goosebumps. I felt like my hair should stand up or something. I thought that, you know, I should hear something or I should see some stars flying around my head. I was waiting on something to happen. Didn't feel a thing. But I say, Lord, I close the door behind you. You in me now. Thank you. And laid down, went to sleep. Woke up a different man. Never did see Jesus come in. Never did feel him when he entered. But he entered. Same way healing come. You ain't got to feel it, and you ain't got to see it. So the minute you get prayed for healing, what most people do, let me check. Then he was hurting. Let me see if I'm healed. I had pain got to be. See you missing the whole point. Sometimes they're instant. That's a miracle. Healing is a process that takes place over a period of time. You know, the lepers, the 10 lepers were healed as they went. That means their healing was gradual. Not everybody get healed instantly, but that don't mean you not healed because you still feel something. Sometimes the devil make the symptoms even stronger. Thought you was healed. You ain't healed. Quit lying to yourself. Pastor laid hands on you. Ain't nothing happened. Don't even get up in that line no more. He do tell people that. You ain't going to get nothing going up there. Now, who you think that is? Oh, that's the devil all the way. Look at some scripture. Exodus 15, 26. These scriptures I gave you. He said, if you'll obey me, do what's right in my sight. He said, I will permit none of the sickness that I permitted to come upon the Egyptians. I will not permit them to come on you because I am the Lord who heals you. Yeah. He made a covenant with them of healing in the wilderness because they were, didn't have water. The water that they were drinking out of the well, when they tasted it, was bitter. And God told Moses to take a tree, that's the cross, and put that tree in the water. And when that tree hit the water, those waters were healed and became sweet. And then at that place, God made a covenant with them and said, now look, I'm the one who heals you. I don't know what they thought healed them in Egypt. But when they got in that wilderness, God said, now look, I'm the one that heals you. I'm the Lord Jehovah Rapha. Hallelujah. I'm your healer. Now, you can take him because all the redemptive names of God in the Old Testament, Jehovah Rapha, Jehovah Nisi, all of those names was rolled into one name. God took all of Jehovah names and put them in one name, Jesus. So Jesus is the embodiment. He is the embodiment of all the names of God. God put one name and said, now, this is the name of salvation. Whatever you need. I'm Jehovah Rapha. I'm Jehovah Nisi. I'm Jehovah Shalom. Jehovah Titzkenu, on and on and on. Amen. Psalm 103, verse 3 through 5. Bless the Lord, O my soul, all that's within me. Bless his holy name. Forget not all his benefits. Everybody say healing is a benefit. Amen. And forget not all his benefit. What are the benefits? Forgives all your iniquities, who heals all your diseases, who redeems your life from destruction, who crowns you with loving kindness and tender mercy. See, it's God's will for you to be well. He said, now let me ask you something. Did God forgive you of all your iniquities? Well, you mean he did the first part of the verse, didn't do the second? If he did the first part, he had to do the second. He ain't doing half of scriptures. Say, my sins are forgiven, and I'm healed of whatsoever disease come against me. I'm claiming it right now. I'm going to live healthy, strong, long, and wealthy. Amen. Praise the Lord. Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. Look at that. Isaiah 53, 3 through 5. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we what? So we ain't trying to get it no more. We are healed. You see, listen here. Isaiah, when he got this vision of the Messiah, he's standing at the cross looking at Jesus. And he's saying, with his stripes, we are healed. I'm healed by the beating he took. What he's enduring right there is for my benefit. So that's why I'm saying healing is yours. All right. Now, Peter, in 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 24, he's looking at the cross. And he's saying, by his stripes, we were healed. He said, we got healed back there at the cross. Isaiah said, I'm healed at the cross. Peter said, we was healed at the cross back there. One is looking at the cross now. We are healed, present tense. The other one's looking back and say, we were healed. He said, Peter said, I'm healed at the cross. We were, by his stripes, we were healed. So if I was healed, I am. You just got to take it. Amen. Amen. Matthew 8:17, the fulfillment of Isaiah 53, says, himself took our infirmities and bare our sicknesses. Now, how much plainer can you get? He took our infirmities, our weaknesses, our inability to perform, and he bore our sicknesses. Now, why did Jesus bear our sicknesses? He bore them so we wouldn't have to. Hallelujah. Thank God for his healing power. Thank God that the scripture, that the scripture is called children's bread. Didn't it? Syrophoenician woman came and said, I got a daughter at home, grievously vexed, torment of devil she possessed. And Jesus says, it's not right for me to take children's bread. What was he talking about? Deliverance and healing. It's not right for me to take children's bread and cast it to dogs. And what did that little lady say? She said, truth, Lord, but even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. She said, I don't want the whole loaf. I don't even have to sit at the table. Just give me some of the crumbs that the children are eating. And Jesus said, woman, great is your faith. As you will, so be it done to you. And immediately the devil's left her daughter. He got some power. All he got to do is say one word. The centurion came, got a servant, sick. Jesus said, I'll come heal him. Look how willing he is. Look how willing. I'll come heal him. And the servant say, Lord, I ain't worthy for you to even come under my roof. Just speak the word on me. Just say the word, and my servant gonna be healed. Because I understand authority. I'm a soldier. Got somebody over me and got soldiers under me. I tell a man under me, go and do this. Another one, go and do that. Another one, come and take care of that. And they do it. He said, I get things done with words. I just give orders. He said, now, Jesus, I'm over some soldiers, but you over everything. You got all authority. All you got to do is say a word, and that sickness and disease will be like a servant to you. It'll get up and go. You ain't got to come home with me. Just use your authority. How do men use their authority in the earth? You do it with words.
You've been listening to Living by the Word with your host, Greg Tejada, pastor of the Word Christian Center in Alexandria, Louisiana. I trust that you received the Word of God that will change your life and make you strong. This message is available for a gift of $8 postage paid. If you would like a copy of today's message, call us at 318-442-8100. That's 318-442-8100. Or write us at P.O. Box 13195, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71315. We invite you to join us every Sunday morning at 8:30 or 10:30 a.m. and on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. for worship service. We're located at 4701 Lee Street, just two blocks off MacArthur Drive. Until next time, may God richly bless you.
Strongholds are breaking.
Why had the love of persecuted me? Why have to love those
who mistreated me?
I'm mighty glad that we will understand better.
I understand it better.
Hallelujah.
You know, sometimes you don't understand it right now, but by and by when the morning comes,
oh yeah, oh yeah,
I'm so glad I know.
Tears won't last always. 'Cause in the morning I'm gonna understand it. Yes, I will.
It won't even matter all the times that I had to turn the other cheek.
Oh, yeah.
But when we see Jesus,
we will. Say we'll understand.
Let me see you wave your hands again tonight.
I'm mighty glad to know we
will understand.
By and by, when the morning comes, oh yeah, we'll understand it better.
Your name we do magnify.
There's no love like your love, Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh yeah. When we see you face to face, Jesus, we'll understand. We'll understand it in the end.